Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Good morning, church. God bless you. You may please be seated. Thank you. So I'm going to continue from where we stopped. The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 9, from verse 6 to 11. 2 Corinthians 9. If you have your Bibles, turn with me. 2 Corinthians 9, if you are there, say amen. Good. Let's start from verse 5. Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they will go before unto you and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof you had noticed before, that the same might be ready. As a matter of bounty and not as a matter of covetousness. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he proposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Now look at verse 8. And God is able to make all grace. Somebody say all grace. Come on, say again, say all grace. Abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. All right? Now, verse 8 is the summary of the purpose of prosperity. Now, someone might want to ask, why is it taking so much time to teach on the subject of giving? Because that is part of the core of our faith. Pushing the gospel through generosity. It's core. Okay? And when it is core, it is not to be assumed. It is to be learned. Is that okay now? There's a way to do it and there's a way not to do it. Are you with me now? Amen? So giving is major. Now, the fact that it's been abused, exploited, or taught wrongly does not change the fact that it is a correct Bible doctrine. The kingdom of God advances through generous men. It advances through who? Generous men. Those who have come to find their place in the purpose of God, in what God is doing. All right? So giving, or the doctrine of giving, is a very important Bible doctrine. Too important. Now, I said verse 8 is the summary. It's the revelation of God's purpose for prosperity. Now, let's read verse 8 together. 1, 2, 3, go. Says, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, all sufficiency in many things, in all things, may abound to every good work. So God wants us to do good works. That's why he's blessing us. So how many of us know examples of good works? Anybody here? All right, can you give me an example?
Financing the gospel.
Financing the gospel is a good work. Yes. Let's give me a big hand. Yeah. Another example of good works.
Giving to the poor.
Giving to the poor. Another example of good works.
Kingdom service.
Kingdom service is good work. That's powerful. Let's give a big hand. Good works.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, partnering directly with the prophet.
Yeah. So if I'm a pastor and I'm not a prophet, nobody should send me.
Okay. Yes, with our leaders, basically.
Direct partnership.
Yes, direct.
Oh, wow. Good works. Let's give him a big hand. All right. So, I mean, these are good works. How many of you have seen things that requires solutions and you were not able to do them and you were hungry in your spirit? Let me see your hands up. Right. All right. It means at that point, you have not been equipped to do that good work. Are you seeing that now? Giving to the poor is good work. All right. Sponsoring those who could not sponsor themselves to school is good works. Do you know that if you earn 100,000 naira, let's say, do you know that you can conveniently sponsor someone through a federal university? You can. Yeah. You can. All right. Yeah. You can. There are people who wish to be able to do all these things, but can't do it because there's no one to help. Are you seeing that now? You can. Now, as God begins to lift you, find somebody who needs lifting and make that person your responsibility. That's a big secret. Are you with me now? As God begins to prosper you, as God begins to bless you, as God begins to increase you, find someone. All right? Do you know you can look for a family to partner with and say, I observe and ask, just ask a few questions. All right? And you can even strike a pact that, do you mind for the next 5 months, I partner with you, let's say with 20,000 naira monthly, just a seed. Are you with me now? It's good works. True. Buying exercise books for students in public school. I'm not talking, all right, the ones who could not afford or who cannot afford. All right, it's good works. Talk to me now. Humanitarian services, they are good works. True? So, God wants us to have all sufficiency. Why? So that we can abound to what? Good works. Not so that we can... Now, it's good to take care of yourself. But living is beyond yourself. Is that okay now? Uh-huh. As God bless you, it's good you step up too. Is that okay? Uh-huh. I think I saw this funny statement. He said, when the money you have cannot solve the problem you have, eat the money. Stop seeing bag of cement in every money you spend. So it's actually, see, it is part of kindness to learn to take care of yourself. Some of you are wicked to yourself. I used to have one of my big grandmas, wealthy. And when I say wealthy, I know the difference between being rich and being wealthy. Wealthy. Has houses in Lagos. Houses. All right? And when she's eating, she eats rice and pour garri on top. If you buy meat pie, she looks at you, say, you're wasting money. She died. Found millions of, in fact, the house girl ran with that 16 million that she hid in the toilet. Who does that? All right? Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. It is part of being merciful to be merciful on yourself. If you maltreat yourself, it will backfire. It will backfire. Is that okay now? The wickedness some of you have done to your body, you will need years to recover. You think they banished you from eating good food. Amen? But in all, it is beyond you. He wants us to have all sufficiency. Why? so that we can abound to good works. Now, listen to this. When there is all sufficiency and there is no good works, there will be misbehavior. Now, these are systems that God put in place so that there can be equality. One of the reasons why our society is the way it is, all right, is because the gap between the wealthy, the rich, and the poor is too much. And as long as that gap exists, there will be chaos. Are you following what I'm saying here? There will be people who are frustrated through life. Okay? But there are different forms of generosity. There is toxic generosity. There's a wrong way to give. Is that okay now? Remember the story of the boys who were working at Chicken Republic? They were dancing on duty. Is that what they were employed for? They sacked them. Yes. Through the heavens fall. No, people get sacked. Then people start reaching out. We want to give you a job. See, when you listen to what I'm saying. When you are going to bless people or give them a hand, make sure they are doing something for themselves. There are people who have made it and hacked to exploit other people. Are you following what I'm saying here? They have made it what? They've made it their own daily living to exploit. And I think we are having a case like that recently. Somebody who comes to church and is sending everybody message that I need money. That's a professional way to rob. You follow what I'm saying here? It's a robbery. And you can't tell the number of ministry pages that such people belong to. All right? It's a wrong way. You see, generosity does not endorse irresponsibility. No, it doesn't. Every man that has a hand should find something to do. Is that okay now? But there are instances that people don't, they are just going through that phase where it is not enough. Or where it cannot, or because of the opportunities presented, it cannot cater for the level of the needs. They can't afford to eat. Their children can't go to school. Then at that point, help can come in. Is that okay now? Now make it a decision that I will look for someone that I can help at my level. Is that okay now? I will look for someone that I can help at my level. Is that okay now? Sometimes it can be something as basic as, okay, I know I can't afford to sponsor this person through school, but I can pay for you to learn something. Learn graphics designing. Learn fashion designing. Learn hairstyling. Learn makeovers and makeup. See, these are things that can put food on the table. True? Learn something around IT. Okay? The fact that you have helped people and they're disappointed does not mean everybody's like that. You must heal and go again. Is that okay now? Heal and what? Go again. At least if once a year, you must have an orphanage home you partner with. You are at that level. You are at that level. Even if it is something as basic as buying a bag of rice, let it be in record that one day orphans sat down to eat and they ate rice to your account. Sir, it is God who lifts men. And see to it if he won't lift you. Let me show you one of the prayers. Or one of the prayers or the statement of Anna. There are people in scripture who didn't say much, but they said powerful things. Now look at it. 1 Samuel chapter number 2. 1 Samuel 2. Now let's start. For the sake of a doctrine I want to correct, let's start from verse 6. There's a need for a balance here. 1 Samuel, do you know that the camera, the Black Magic camera we're using, I just announced it one day in PPC. Am I correct? And someone saw the announcement and sent how much? $1,000 immediately. That we need. Is this clear enough? It's better. When people can stream better online, it is to somebody's account. See, it is not a one-time thing. As much as it blesses people, the person's account is being credited always. That's the way it works. It is to the person's account. Are you following what I'm saying here? Is there something anybody is enjoying somewhere that is to your account? There's nothing you do that blesses humanity that does not honor God. There's nothing. Let me share this story. I've shared this story with you before. I read this story. I'm not sure I read it. I think I saw the video. The woman was in tears. She was about to enter Walmart, and a beggar was outside in the cold, and he was asking for food. And she just planned that when I get there, I will buy him chicken and a few things he can eat. And when she was about buying those things, God said, minister to her heart, and said, he loves banana. Buy banana. Wow. Which God takes account or takes to account the preference of a poor man? But that's God for you. And then she bought other things, but also bought the banana. When the man saw the banana, he broke down in tears. Said, my God, how did you know I love banana? And he was crying. It touched the heart of God. And there will be a revibration. And the woman was in tears. Because that showed her how much God loves us. Is that okay now? There is somebody God loves, but he wants to love the person through you. He wants to use you to show how much he loves the person. Let there be something speaking to your account, okay? Now, generosity doesn't mean you are the richest. It just shows that you are the one whose heart is touched. So we don't take advantage of generous people. Since he drops that, he must have more. Let's squeeze him. No! That person is giving because God has touched the heart. Simple as that. Is that clear now? Huh? All right, so let's look at... I want to straighten out a doctrine. 1 Samuel chapter number 2 from verse 6. Now, there's a statement there that doesn't sound Christocentric. Is that okay now? It starts with a very funny statement. Say, God killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. All right, so sometimes when we Christocentric individuals, by that, I mean, when we read this, we say it's not possible. God cannot kill. That's a nonsense statement. God cannot kill is different from God will not kill. The one who gives life, how can he not take it? You don't have to do image laundry for God. He himself said that I hardened the heart of Pharaoh. You say he cannot. He said, so I can take glory over him. He said, I destroyed the kings of Bashan and all that. You say he cannot. He said, I did it. He said, I killed the firstborn of Egypt. You say he cannot. In Christ, he will not. Because of the redemptive blood of Christ, he will not. Not that he cannot. Now we understand that the confines of God's omnipotence, that's all-powerful nature, is within the confines of his word. So God can do all things that his word says he will do. Is that okay now? The strength of Israel will not lie. He cannot lie. Because it is against his nature. But there's been instances in scriptures where people were judged outrightly. And God said, I judge them. Is that okay now? That doesn't mean, if for instance, if a judge sentences someone to death, is it the judge that killed the person? Who killed the person? Good for thought. Because the executioner too will tell you, I'm just doing my job. True? Maybe the lawyers will help us answer that. But that doesn't mean God will carry stick and he's saying, bring your head, let me break it. God is almighty. Now look at this. Verse 7. It said, the Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lift up. So God can make rich. In Deuteronomy 8, he said, I am the one that gives you power to get wealth. Do you know that all the struggle, one revelation or one decree, one thing from God can change your life forever? One, not two, just one thing. Just shift a balance. That's it. Your life as you know it is changed. Praise God. Say it again, God makes rich. Now look at it. He said, he raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill and set them among princes. God changes story. You see, listen. If everything you do and everything you have is sponsored by your ability, then you are not enjoying the blessings of God. Because part of the component of the blessings of God is favor. Is what? Favor. That, see, we know you have the money to do this, but somebody is saying, I want to still do it. That's favor. But the problem with you is that once you touch something to change, you say, I don't need favor. It's my wedding. I'm going to buy my stuff. No. God can do it for you. The reason why nobody is feeling the impulse to get those things for you is because you have not registered the desire. You've not. All you say is, I want to buy this. This is the kind of shoe I want to buy. And whatever it is. Oh, yes. Amen. You see, this is the humbling part. There are dimensions of blessings that is beyond your ability. And when you get certain things right in the spirit realm, you trigger those dimensions. The door opens. Do you understand what I'm saying? One of my friends was sharing with me, their church needed a generator. So he went to a place to price a generator. All those Lister Gen, all right? I can't remember, I think 70 kVA. And when he got there, he was pricing. And the man looked at him, said, are you a pastor? He said, yes. He said, you know what? Take the gen. That gen should go for about 2.8 million. The man said, you're a pastor. He said, yes. He said, take the gen. The man said he just knew that this one is not to be sold. It is to be given to a church. Are you seeing that now? All right. But do you know that before that event, they actually had, I think, about 400,000. He said God just told him to sow it out. When we obey divine instruction, we attract what we could not have gotten. See, you are limited, though. There's limit to your power. Oh, I am strong. No, there's limit to your power. There's limit to your power. And that's why you must cooperate with God. Are you following what I'm saying here? He has a track record of lifting men, changing stories. What are you trying to get? You know, sometimes you are trying to... I remember that Daddy G was sharing a story. I was watching him yesterday night. And he shared a story about the time, one time he's been so broke, somebody gave him some money. And God said to him, divide the money into three. Take one to that ministry. Take another to that ministry. Take another to that ministry. And he said, what about me? God said, I am your source. I am. Say it, God is my source. Say it again. Say it again. He is. Okay. And one way to walk in unbelievable level of lifting is to be generous. When you begin to partner with God in making the lives of people easy, okay, you partner with Him in the cause of the gospel. Amen. I said amen. But let me show you a scripture. That's where I wanted to start from. Let me first show you this. Genesis chapter number 4. Yeah.
Genesis chapter 4 verse 1. And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Verse 2. And she said again, bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering.
Are you seeing that now? Now, why did God choose to have respect to Abel and to his offering? Because it was specific. It was specific. You see, those kind of givings that is not convenient honors God. It was specific. Cain brought what he brought, but there was a specific description of the sacrifice of Abel, the first link of his flock. God said, I'm honored. You see, God is king. Some of you, when you want to drop your offering, you squeeze it in a way that a beggar will even suspect you. Squeeze it. Are you aware that there are people that bring torn offering? Yeah. Torn. In fact, I've seen cases where the 200 naira are three different 200 naira, but somehow they found a way to put them together. One side is fat, the other side is lean. And like, it's better not to even give. God was complaining in the book of Malachi. He said, the kind of things you need to see that place. I don't have time to show you today, but I'll show you next week. God said, can you give this to your governors? He said, if I'm your father, where's my honor? They were bringing, you know what they were doing? They were bringing cow, ram, the one that the eye is gone, the one that has one disease, the one that is broken, the one that is dying, they will say, no, you will make it to Shiloh. You will make it to Shiloh. Let's go to Shiloh. You will make it to Shiloh. And say, even if you die now, die now. And God looked at them. What on earth is this? And God rejected their offerings. There are offerings that God rejects. The fact that it does not thunder from heaven doesn't mean that he accepts it. Are you following what I'm saying here? What you want to do must touch you. When we give of our income, are we not touched? That's why it is foolishness to those who are outside, though, that you must be a fool. And then they now coin it and say, you are giving to a pastor. Even the pastor too is giving. It's the truth. Except for a man of God who doesn't know what he's doing. All right, because you are not to become a dumping site. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now let me show you something. Go to the book of Genesis, chapter number 8. So let me give you a background of what I want to read. God had told Noah to prepare his family. Two by two, every creature walked into the ark. And the flood already came. The water had receded. It took about 7 months for the water to go down. So everything finally stayed. So chapter number 8 now. Verse 20. And Noah builded an ark unto the Lord. and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. You know what Noah did? These were the only surviving animals. So there's no justifiable reasons to give. You need to understand that. Every other thing, both animals and humans, on the face of the earth had died. He got up, and the first thing he was doing was to build an altar. And from what is not enough, give. Verse 21. And God smelled a sweet savour and said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. So, Bible is simply saying that the reason why we have not had flood number two that will wipe away the whole earth is the sacrifice of one man. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore every living thing as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night will not cease. And what's the response of God to Noah to that? Genesis 9 from verse 1. And God blessed Noah and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. The implication of this scripture is that nobody under that covenant can have issue with fruitfulness. Eve never had to deal with trying to trust God for pregnancy. And now I want to decree over any family that is trusting God for the fruit of the womb. That siege is over. Amen. All right, because a decree has gone forth. And what's the decree? Be fruitful. Somebody say, be fruitful. All right, then God gave them a token of covenant. And what's the token of covenant? Verse 12 now. Genesis 9, 12. Now let's start from verse 11. And I will establish my covenant between you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off anymore by the waters of flood. Neither shall there anymore be flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud for a token of covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you, and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall no more become flood to destroy the earth. Are you seeing that now? So the bow, or what you call the rainbow, had to come because of the sacrifice of one man. Sacrifice is powerful, guys. It is. And the most strategic ones are the ones that God called for himself. God said, now this is not about me and everyone. This is me and you. For so and so period of time, I want you to do this as my son, as my daughter. They say, that must be the devil. Say, no, it is I. Say, Satan, I rebuke you. Say, no, son. You know my voice. It is I. And it reminds you, remember what I told you then? The devil doesn't know this. Just so you know it is I. How many of you have seen that when you want to chat with a new person on WhatsApp, they do indicate that this is something end-to-end something. You know what that means? It means that it's just between you and the user. There's nobody that can break in between. All right? What God says to you is between you and him. The devil can't eavesdrop what he's saying. Are you following what I'm saying here? You want to live a life with covenant beyond you. Understand that the level that you are now is seed time. It's seed time. Unless you want to look for school fees all your life. There is a level God lifts you to that trying to pay school fees is not it's not what you will ever think. Are you following what I'm saying here? Unless you trust yourself that I can, don't be stubborn. Okay? When God calls for it, honor him with it and do so promptly. It honors him more. Yeah. He always has his own plan. When he says it, he has a plan. Are you following what I'm saying here? Good. So let there be something that is going well in the kingdom to your account. To your account. When you give your tithe, all right? He said, when you do this, there will be meat in my house. There is something called cost of running, of services, of events, of meetings. But when God lifts you a little and you struggle with tithe at that level, then you don't understand lifting. What you are simply saying is, I'm not ready for this tithe. All right? But have you had to give tithe of 200,000 before? Tithe of 500,000. Tithe of 1 million. Are you with me? Tithe of 10 million. All right? With so much joy and gladness. Tithe in dollars. Not like, it's looking too much. They don't understand what we are going to. Let me put this one aside. That's Ananias and Sapphira mentality. Then you don't share your tithe between God and the poor. You give your tithe to God. You take care of the poor. You don't share your first fruit between God and your parents. No. If you want to honor your parents, honor your parents. Don't play pranks. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm saying this. I can't tell my daughter and say, I sent you to school. So your first fruit belongs to me. No, it belongs to God. Belongs to God. You can't honor God with it. The reason why many of these statements comes out is because of poverty. It's poverty. If you don't take care of your own life too now and ensure it under God, you'll begin to fight your children for first fruit. All right? No matter how much God bless my children, I'm still their father. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not planning to thank God for them. Children gives when they grow, they take care. But to now begin to mount pressure and say, no. You still know that daddy has. Mommy has. Not like we're waiting to see how we can poke into your salary. Be wise. Your children are not God's financial strategy for you. His blessing is. I'm not saying you should not give to your parents. Is that okay now? I think I've talked somewhere. Give to your parents because what I'm telling you ahead of time. Because there's something called the Africanization of the gospel. We just find a way to softly, something's creeping. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very important. All right, be happy to give to God in different currencies of the world. This is my first dollar tithe. Oh God, I'm so grateful. I'm so excited. This is my first tithe in pounds. Thank God for that. Praise God. Have you been blessed this morning? Lift your hands, everyone, and ask God for grace. Ask him for grace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we're praying. Amen.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.